good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with Evening News, and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi becomes longest-serving elected head of government in India. Vice President Radhakrishnan urges people to adopt natural lifestyle and live closer to nature. Union Minister Manohar Lal stresses ensuring affordable power is essential for access by common man, and ECI directs states and union territories to ensure minimum facilities and voter assistance at polling stations on poll day. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a historic milestone in Indian politics by becoming the longest-serving head of an elected government in the country. With this, Mr. Modi has surpassed Pawan Kumar Chamling, who held office as Chief Minister of Sikkim for 8,930 days. He has now completed 8,931 days as head of government, combining his tenure as Chief Minister of Gujarat and as Prime Minister, thereby entering his 25th year in a leadership role. A report.
Prime Minister Modi has crossed several other significant benchmarks this year, particularly in the digital domain. Earlier this month, he reached 30 million subscribers on his YouTube channel, strengthening his position as one of the most followed global leaders on the platform. With this, in February, Mr. Modi also crossed 100 million followers on Instagram, becoming the first serving world leader and politician to achieve the milestone on the platform. Since joining Instagram in 2014, his presence has steadily grown into one of the most active and widely followed accounts among global leaders. This reflects a sustained outreach strategy aimed at engaging audiences both within India and internationally. He is currently at 101 million followers on the social media platform. On X, Prime Minister Modi has 106.4 million followers. Suparna Saiya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the country's traditional healing systems, such as yoga and Ayurveda, have gained global recognition and should not be treated as secondary, as they promote both physical and mental well-being. The Vice President was addressing the gathering on the 81st anniversary celebrations of Naturopathy Ashram in Maharashtra. The Vice President urged people to adopt a natural lifestyle and live closer to nature. He added that the Narendra Modi government has strengthened the Ministry of Ayush to promote traditional systems of medicine.
The Ayush Ministry has a 360-degree approach to holistic health, from public health delivery, scientific research to technological innovation, education and reforms, global and...
Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has emphasized that electricity is a fundamental necessity, stressing that ensuring affordable power is essential for access by the common man. The minister said this while addressing a valedictory session of the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi. The power minister noted that with schemes like the Saubhagya Yojana and PM Surya Ghar, electricity has now reached remote locations across the country, including border areas.
सौभाग्य योजना में हमने गांव में बिजली पहुंचाई, सबके घरों में बिजली पहुंचा दी है. बहुत दूर दराज के जो गांव बॉर्डर पर हैं, वहां तक भी बिजली पहुंचाने का काम हम कर रहे हैं. इक्का दुक्का गांव बचे होंगे दूर पहाड़ों में, जंगलों में, वहां भी वाइब्रेंट विलेज इस नाम से उसकी कल्पना की गई, तो हम उस पर भी आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं.
The power minister announced that the next edition of the summit will be held in 2028 in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. Mr. Lal further said, the world is coming together, making the power sector a key platform for global cooperation. The Election Commission has directed chief electoral officers of poll-bound states and union territories to ensure that each polling station is equipped with assured minimum facilities and voter assistance on poll day. The commission said that facilities should include drinking water, a waiting area with shade, toilet with water facility, adequate lighting, a ramp of proper gradient for PWD electors, a standard voting compartment and proper signage. EC has also instructed to display 4 uniform and standardized voter facilitation posters at all polling stations containing polling details. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the Evening News. On the occasion of World Water Day today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called upon citizens to reaffirm their commitment to conserve every drop of water and ensure its responsible use. In a social media post, PM Modi said that water sustains life and shapes the planet's future and urged people to conserve water and use it responsibly. The Prime Minister also appreciated those engaged in sustainable practices, spreading awareness and nurturing a culture of water conservation. Meanwhile, Minister for PHED and Cooperation, Jacob Zuma, in a social media post urged public to commit towards responsible utilization and sustainable management of water. The minister said that water access and gender equality are intrinsically linked to one another and added that it is for this reason Jal Jeevan Mission is striving to achieve across the country. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that Indian farmers have become capable of producing fuel and energy. The minister said this while addressing an event in New Delhi. Mr. Gadkari highlighted that the government, in collaboration with Indian Oil, is producing 1 lakh litre ethanol, 150 ton biobitumen, and around 78,000 tons of aviation fuel from rice straw in Panipat. The minister added that the use of biotechnology can end the need to import diesel in the country.
आपको पता है कि जब उद्योग व्यापार का विकास होता है तो रोजगार मिलता है एक तरफ इंडस्ट्री और कैपिटल इन्वेस्टमेंट आती है तो युवाओं को रोजगार मिलता है और जहां रोजगार मिलता है वहां ग्रोथ होती है और जहां ग्रोथ होती है वहां गरीबी दूर होती है और इसलिए आज रोजगार निर्माण करने के लिए हमें ग्रामीण क्षेत्र में कृषि क्षेत्र में ट्राइबल के सेक्टर में जल जमीन जंगल और जानवर आधारित अर्थव्यवस्था के आधार पर नए नए टेक्नोलॉजी का उपयोग करना होगा.
Governor Nandkishore Yadav has called upon members of the Bihari community living across different parts of the country to remain proud of their origins and uphold their rich traditions and values. He was addressing the Bihar State Foundation Day observed at Lok Bhavan in Kohima today. The governor said, Bihar continues to contribute to the nation's growth through its hard-working people who have excelled in diverse fields. Mr. Yadav further encouraged Biharis residing in Nagaland to actively participate in the development of the state and play a meaningful role in its progress. The government has reassured that there is no shortage of essential fuels across the country, with oil refineries operating at high capacity and adequate stocks of petrol and diesel available. No shortages have been reported at retail outlets. In a statement, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said delivery of domestic LPG cylinders remain normal and panic bookings have declined. It added that the government has increased commercial LPG allocation to states, with priority given to key sectors including educational institutions and hospitals, and is promoting the expansion of PNG connections. States have also been advised to facilitate new PNG connections for domestic and commercial consumers. The ministry said raids are ongoing across states and union territories to curb LPG hoarding and black marketing. Around 90 flights are expected to operate today from the UAE, while services from Saudi Arabia and Oman continue. And PM Sri Nagaland organized a one-day orientation on self-defense framework for teachers of PM Sri schools in Kohima on Friday. State Mission Director Samagra Siksha Nagaland, L. Jamithung Lotha, noted that ensuring safety and dignity of every child is a shared responsibility of the education system. He highlighted the need for schools to move beyond reactive measures and adopt proactive strategies centered on awareness, prevention and preparedness. Joint Mission Director Samagra Siksha Nagaland and State Nodal Officer for PM Sri Nagaland, Dr. Bijana Muri, in the closing remarks, called for sustained efforts to translate learning from orientation into practice at the school level. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi becomes longest-serving elected head of government in India. Vice President Radhakrishnan urges people to adopt natural lifestyle and live closer to nature. Union Minister Manohar Lal stresses ensuring affordable power is essential for access by a common man, and ECI directs states and union territories to ensure minimum facilities and voter assistance at polling stations on poll day. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.